It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation and engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Hey there, welcome to the program. If I do use a big word, I promise it will not be to impress or anything like that. If I use a big word, it'll be just because there's not another word that really fits. Well, speaking of big words, big man on campus.
The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
I thought you were BMOC. Is that you?
I was not a really devoted student in my
No, were you in a fraternity? I've never asked you this.
No, I've never been much of a joiner.
But you're a player.
Sure.
I love to do this to Scott. It's one of my many pleasures at work. All right. Well, tell us about the pleasures of the market.
Decent market on Thursday. You know, that blip on Tuesday really was just, it's completely in the rearview mirror at this point. Dow up 70 on Thursday's market. S&P up 13. NASDAQ up 34. So oil mostly flat.
Almost even for the three-day period then?
Yep.
Pretty close.
It's been just a fine week. No problem at all.
So this is a textbook example of why you don't try to time the market. Say, okay, I'm going to, oh my gosh, the market dropped 150 points. Let me sell out and go to cash.
Yeah. It's just, especially in a market like this where the momentum has been really only one direction, which has been up. And it's nice, just sort of gentle momentum. You know, we're not seeing a lot of fits and starts and herks and jerks and stuff like that. So
would you call it maybe just a day, the day, was it Tuesday, where we had the 150-point drop?
Yeah.
Would you call that a day that just the sellers got the best of the buyers?
Yeah, there was some nervousness about Greece. There were more sellers than buyers. It's possible, you know, when the market goes on a run like it's been on since October, that the short sellers start to get excited. But they're definitely are in the minority right now.
Well, it'd be okay with me if we have 45 days that don't have a 100-point swing, and then we have one every 45 days. That'd be great.
That's fine with me.
Well, that give us about 8 for the year. That's not too many.
Yeah, that would be terrific. But there were a fair number of pieces of news in Thursday's market. Still with Greece, you know, they're trying to finalize this bond swap deal. And so in a nutshell, what's happening is that these so-called powers that be, the lords of the manor, got together and said, okay, this is the deal we're going to make with private bondholders, which was fine, except not all the private bondholders were at the table in the negotiations. So now that the deal is done, they have to go to the private bondholders and say, okay, now who wants part of this deal?
They don't all have to agree though, right?
Well, it's kind of a tricky little thing. There are different triggers. If they have over 75% participation, then they can force everybody else to participate. And it looks at this point like they have 75% participation at least. And the other thing is that if they have 90% participation, then it doesn't trigger a so-called credit default swap, which would be a default.
So the 90% gets them where they need to be.
The 90% is a home run.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes on. But I love that the European Central Bank and the so-called Troika powers, they don't have to participate. This is only for the private bondholders. So to give you an idea of who that is, it's German reinsurer Munich Re. There's about $23 billion owned by Greek social security funds.
These are all the ones that don't have to take a haircut.
These are the guys that have to take
the
haircut.
Oh, they do have to take the haircut. Okay.
Yeah, their own social security fund, $23 billion. Pension funds holding about $4 billion or so. These are all, that's a Greek pension fund that has to take that haircut. So, you know, although it's a home run, in a losing game.
Yeah, and again, we've talked about this on previous shows, and to our listeners, I'm sure they're probably like, okay, let's move on, which we will in just a second. But the bottom line here is that this is not over. And I think that anybody who is trying to not only plan for successful retirement, everyday investors or people that already retired cannot and should not think that this Greece problem is solved. The rest of Europe has got challenges. We hope that it does very well because we do a lot of business with Europe, but we're not out of the woods just because this one thing looks like it's about to be resolved, which has taken forever for a $300 billion country in terms of GDP. We're not talking about the biggest country in the planet.
Yeah, and there have been some glib statements by Italy's premier, most notably on Thursday afternoon, said the resolution of the crisis is in sight. However, if you look at the numbers, Thursday showed that the unemployment number in Greece at 21% compared to 15% last year. If you're between the ages of 15 and 24, your unemployment rate is 51.1% in Greece.
I was going to guess 50%.
You know, and they have to grow. Their only way out is to grow. So where do you go from 50% or 20% general unemployment to growth is a long journey.
Well, where have you heard we've got to grow way out of this?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're saying here about our country. And you know what? Shame on us. We ought to be able to get our act together if we don't face a 50% unemployment rate for 15 to 24 year olds. By the way, I want to know what those 15 year olds are doing. Is their minimum age 15 instead of 16?
It probably is. Okay. You're probably eligible for a government job at 15 would be my
guess.
They're
probably eligible for a government job at 12.
They might be.
All right. Well, we are getting the high sign from Lisa, who says go to break, and we promise to come right back. Stick around.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Now it's time for a breakdown from Finglish to English.
All right, we're back. Scott and I are talking on the break a little bit about all this unemployment stuff. It's so confusing. Straighten us out, Scott.
Well, Thursday's number was the weekly initial claims for unemployment benefits as reported by the states. That was actually up 8,000 last week. We've been expecting flat all week. The economists have been expecting flat, but it was up a little bit. It kind of got the futures to sell off in the morning, so it's seen as slightly negative news. The big news for the week comes out Friday, which is when we get the monthly jobs report from February. Economists expecting about 210,000 in overall non-farm payroll jobs created.
So when they shake it down for the whole month, the total number of net new jobs created, a little over 200,000.
Right. Private sector, 225. So that shows you that the private sector is growing. Public sector, meaning government jobs, is shrinking.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it has to be done.
Yeah.
It has
to be
done on every level.
We can't carry a heavy government.
Yeah, municipal level, state level, all those levels need to be very, very aware of spending. Just like any other business, it needs to be run, you know, more like a business.
Okay.
And then also on Thursday, the other big exciting news that I wanted to talk to you about was an IPO. You know, we always talk about these IPOs, the social networking, and I don't understand any of it. This one I understand. Fender Guitar Company filed IPO on Thursday for $200 million.
Well, I get what they make. I understand it. They make guitars.
You can put your hands on them. You can see them. You can hear them.
How much does one of those guitars cost?
It depends. The Japanese ones you can get for $150, but the real classic ones can be many thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Company is currently owned 43% by venture capital. Company called Western Presidio. Western Presidio also owns a company called Guitar Center, which is the number one retailer for Fender guitars.
What do you know? How convenient.
It's vertical integration.
Yep. Cool.
So that's exciting. And as you know, David, I know you want to talk about this, the three-year anniversary for the bull market.
Yeah, I've got that right here. Good stuff. Let's see here. March 9th is 3 years from the bottom of the end of the bear, which was March 9th, 2009, has come up for 3 years as a bull market cycle. So we've had full 3 years. And the big question on their chap lips is, will the bull market see its shadow? Will we see this thing come on? The average bull market since, let's see, since the 1930s, the average bull market has been almost 5 years, 55 months.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine we were at 6547 on the Dow. I mean, that is...
Oh.
If somebody told you that number and you took out the last... You'd think that was from the 1940s or something.
You would, but boy, do I remember that. People were...
it was scary.
Difficult.
Yeah, it was scary. Well, you know, there are a couple things, David. I think valuations right now are much, much, much lower than they were when the stock market was at this level 3 years ago. So that bodes well, I think, for a continuation of the market.
What that means then is that earnings are much more substantial.
Earnings are significantly better than they were then. The price is about the same as it was then. So that tells you the stocks should be a better bargain. Also, money is super, super, super cheap. That really is what has taken us from March 2009 to March 2012 is cheap, cheap, cheap money. It allows companies to refinance their debt. It makes it easy to put more money into the stock market, which gives us buying pressure. So the cheap money really has, I think, been the biggest thing.
Well, you have to wonder how much of the earnings that you're talking about with the companies, how much more profitable they are. You know, we talk about a price-to-earnings ratio. What is it, around 13, 15?
For the S&P, around 15.
Okay, about 15 for the S&P, which is historically
normal?
About 18?
18.
Okay, so stocks are perceived to be a little cheaper than they have been on average, but the reason for that is because of the strong earnings that Scott mentioned, because the prices, the Dow being where it is, the S&P being where it is, but I wonder how much of those earnings come from savings on finance interest rates. I'll bet for those large companies in the S&P 500, I'll bet a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. And there are a lot of headwinds out there still that remain to be seen. I think certainly we have to worry about our debt and our deficit and our politicians' complete lack of ability to solve those problems. I think that's our biggest headwind that we can identify and see right in front of us.
Well, there are, I think, five things really that stand out. And you know who did a great job with this? You know, I kind of touch and go, have kind of a mixed feeling about USA Today, but they nailed this one. They got five things for you. And tell me if you agree with all these, Scott. Gas price shock.
Yeah.
That could totally derail and throw this bull market into a bear. Now, a bear market, going from a bull to bear, 20% drop, right?
Yeah, a gas market shock being what, $4 a gallon, $5
a
gallon?
Well, anybody's guess on what that really means, but pretty much I think we're used to the $4 number.
Yeah,
I think we get north of $5. So, but here's the deal. If that happens, let's talk about some definitions just for a sec. So here's what's going to happen. When we have you talk about bull and bear markets. Bull market is a sustained period of growth from the bottom to where you see these gains, what's the definition? 20% gains for a bull market. And if in order to create a bear market, you see a sell-off of 20%.
Right.
Corrections 10% and a pullback, what's like 5?
Yeah.
So 5, 10, 20. Pullback's 5% drop in a market, 10 is a correction, 20% is a bear market. Gas price jump. Anything above 5, I think people start getting nervous. You see gas go 6, 7, wow.
Yeah, okay. That's an economy change.
Major economic change. You mentioned the dysfunctionality of U.S. politics. That's number 2 on the list. If they don't, if they don't all get together, then they're not going to do anything. I mean, what has the Senate been doing? I'd like to get paid that kind of money and just hang around, sit around,
and get
some free haircuts
and a pension.
Yeah,
I want a pension. I'm going to talk to my employer about it.
All right, yeah, you should. Inflation and interest rate fears.
Yeah, I think that's a distant fear at this point. I mean, we know we're not going to have inflation for.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Scott. After we come back from the break, I've got a little bit of information that we've got what I call sneaky inflation.
All right.
About packaging and prices.
Oh, I believe
and
that.
The other one that we should not overlook is economic slowdown in China.
Yeah, they're, you know, their estimate is 7.5%, but most analysis I see says 8%. They're just telling us 7.5% to kind of hedge a little bit.
Don't want a surprise on the upside.
Yeah.
And last but not least, what everybody has, of course, been very aware of, the other thing that could really throw off our bull market is European debt. So the Spanish matador could kill our bull.
Yep, they could.
All right. Well, we will continue with no bull right after the break. Stick around.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see. Watch Real Money with David Holland, the TV show, Mondays at 12:30 p.m. on WESH Channel 2. Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
That's a load of bull.
Scott stayed just because he loves to hear that. It's a load of bull.
That's
pretty,
right.
Pretty good,
certainly.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we were talking about the potential for inflation, and that's where the load of bull comes in. I call it sneaky inflation, and it is when you see these packaging of food and whatnot that they are making smaller and keeping the price the same, and they're hoping, oh, I hope they don't notice. So it's crazy.
It's sneaky.
You want some examples? Listen to this. Kellogg's, let's see. They dropped the size of their cereal boxes 15%. Snickers bar. This is one of my favorite. I love Snicker bar, by the way, because it really satisfies. Okay. Snicker bar, get this. They dropped the size of their chocolate bar. Now, they got all this criticism about their king-size Snicker bar. The obesity activists and a lot of people made a bunch of fuss. And so they said, no problem. We'll break it in half. And there'll be two so you can share. Yeah, right. Sure, people are sharing them. Okay. I can eat both of those, no problem.
Yeah.
But they when they broke them in half, they got smaller. They reduced the size by like half each piece by like half an ounce.
Well, so they even spun it. They're telling you, we're going to give you less, but we're going to spin it this way. We're not going to sell any candy bar that's any more than whatever the number was, 200 calories. Aren't we
right.
terrific?
Right. Aren't we good?
No, you shrunk it.
I love this. Tropicana, they did a great job. They not only raised the price, but they shrunk the packaging. Haagen-Dazs, they made the container smaller. They kept the lid the same. All of this to, you know, keep you happy, ladies and gentlemen. Frito-Lay, which is owned by Pepsi, they dropped the size of their bags by 12.5% to 20%. All this good stuff from Daily Finance website. Kraft Foods dropped 15%. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, say it ain't so, 37% size reduction.
Yeah. Also, though, sneaky deflation. If you look at the iPad 3 launch that we had earlier this week, the thing has tremendous capability beyond what the previous one was, but the price is the same.
Well, is that deflation or is that, hey, look, we got stuff. We were able to lean on our suppliers and get good pricing, and maybe they're still making the same amount of money. They're not doing it to give money away.
Yeah, I think you can make the case that that's deflation, though.
Well, here's the other one. Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Yeah.
Well, they are quickly pickering and upping their pricing by reducing the size of their roll. This really gets me, and I think this touches all of us in a very sensitive way, that they reduce the size of their paper towels, their toilet paper, and their moist towelettes and paper towels. I take that personally.
That's how they roll.
Well, they're not rolling as much. Heinz ketchup, 11% drop in packaging. So anyway, it's something you got to pay attention to, and I really think that we're seeing inflation. You know, we're going to see gas go up. We're going to see these food things go up. You take gas and food, what else you got?
Yeah.
The other stuff is not that big of a number. And the UN has its Food and Agricultural Organization, and they monitor very closely the global food production. Wheat was at a record high of 690 million tons. That's a lot of wheat. But they're concerned about pricing going up, mostly with sugar in Brazil, bad weather, some problems with some other issues. But some countries, literally, we go into a Publix. There are aisles and aisles of food everywhere. But you know what? In other countries, that's not necessarily the case. Syria and Yemen recently, with all their civil strife, 1.5 million people in Syria are considered to be food insecure. I mean, it's amazing. So, you know, we are going to see higher prices. And so the thing to do about it, well, what's your plan for inflation? You got a plan for that? That's the question that you should be thinking about. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I'll talk a little bit more about that. And I'm going to release the hounds. Go, Scott, go. Manage those portfolios. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back, and I want to just finish quickly on inflation. You know, it's there. It's going to be there from 1960 to 2009. We had for 50 years period, 49 of those years had inflation. The average just over 4%. So I routinely, in planning people's financial future, we have to build in inflation. Yes, you can retire today. You've got enough money, but will it be enough 5, 10, 15 years from now? Well, do you know, David, we're going to sell the house. I'm going to get an inheritance. We're going to downsize. Okay, let's build that into your financial plan, and then we can figure out if you've got enough to keep pace with inflation. Inflation, and one other thing, you probably have heard me, if you've listened to the show more than once, you've heard me tell you that my opinion is that gold is not an inflation hedge, it's a crisis hedge. Well, here's my backup. From 1980 to 2009, gold did about 4.5% average annualized return. Inflation was about 4%. Stock market almost 13% average a year. So my opinion, backed up by 30 years of data, prior performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Actual results can and will vary. You may incur a profit or loss. Say that 10 times fast. That the stock market is one of our best ways to have a long-term hedge against inflation. Year to year can vary. But that is the reality of dealing with inflation, is you got to have a plan for it. Now, I've got to talk about a local scam that occurred.
That's like so totally disgusting. I'm like so sure. It's like barf me out. Ew, gag me with a spoon.
All right, this may barf you out. It may gag you, but the reality is these scams that I've warned you about are out there, and they strike, you know, not just, oh, in another country or not in another state or somebody happening to somebody somewhere that's got gobs of money or these anonymous victims. They happen right next door to you and me. And I've got a story from our local, the Daytona Beach News Journal, reporting an Ormond Beach businessman sentenced to 15 years in prison for running a Ponzi scheme that cheated some of his friends out of $1 million. And one of the things that really struck me about this story that I want to share with you is that one of the victims says, I blame myself for not investigating the investment scheme further, but my friendship had caused me to let my guard down. So the reality is that these Ponzi schemes, they can happen anywhere. And the folks that commit them, you know, they take advantage or they leverage their relationship with people. So where do these scams occur? Well, they can occur anywhere. You know, believe this or not, Federal Trade Commission reports that 10% of identity theft is committed by family members. You believe that? Hey, can I hold your wallet for a minute? And I know firsthand, I'm sad to say, firsthand, families whose kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews have swindled or flat out stole assets from their own family. Disgusting, isn't it? Friends, you know, they call it affinity fraud. It's when the victim lowers their guard because they know or think they know somebody through church, charity clubs, sports. This guy that I just talked about that was in Ormond, he belonged to a local country club and met people there. And, you know, hey, we're all part of the club. We're going to play golf together. We're going to play tennis together. We're going to sit around and drink, high-end cocktails together. And, hey, let me tell you about this investment business deal I've got for you. And you know, somebody approaches you about a business deal, very simple advice. Get it in writing. Sure, I'd be happy to take a look at that. Can you get me a proposal? Can I get some information on that? Would you put something in writing? And then guess where you're going to take that? Your CPA, your financial planner, certified financial planner, and your attorney, all three of whom are going to review this document to give you their opinion on it. I bet you if you do that, that will really help you reduce the number of times that you are exposed to a scam, because the scam guy doesn't really want to go through that. He wants to fly under the radar. Oh, he's going to say to himself, oh man, this guy is too much work. I'm going to go on to the next victim. So the avoiding the scams, I've talked on previous shows about. You know what you need to do? Stick with banks, brokerage accounts, the Ameritrades, the Fidelities, and insurance companies. Stay onshore. Don't go offshore. In fact, I need to get him back on the show. I had Jamie Gogarty from the local Ormond Beach Police Department on, a detective, sergeant detective, and he does a lot of this investigating of scams. And I had him on, actually, I think it was our first show a little over a year ago. I need to get him back on the show. He shared with us that the one of the things that happens is that when you hear these things that are scams and they're overseas, almost every single one, it's a scam. It's not real. Stay on shore, nothing exotic. And these private business deals, well, make sure you get it in writing and then you have it reviewed by your professional so they can help you ferret out something that's not real. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
The following top secret message is ready for declassification.
All right, I am going to let you in on an enormous secret. It's really good. Financial planning is not that hard. Let me get up on my pulpit just for a minute. Can I get an amen? Okay, listen to this. All this stuff we deal with, you got interest rates, you got the Federal Reserve trying to figure out how they're going to keep the money supply in such a way that stimulates growth. You got interest rates potentially going up and bond prices might fall. You've got the stock market on a 3-year run. How long is this bull market going to last? Is it going to go the average? Will it be longer than the average? Will it be shorter than the average? We've had shorter bull markets. They don't all last 55 months. Some of them are much shorter. So what do you do about all this? You know, one of the questions I had the other day, I was meeting with a gentleman and he was going to ask his wife to come in and talk with us about planning for her because they have their money separate, which is fine. It's not unusual. And he was saying, you know, I want her to come in. And what do I say to her to get her to come in and meet with you guys? You know, I need to get her in. She's very busy. I said, well, here's what you tell her. She wants to know when she can stop working. I can tell you when to stop working. The thing that most people do not understand is how money works over time. And if you're working with somebody that knows what they're doing, not talking about somebody that's good at saying, here's a mutual fund, or hey, let me show you this annuity, or let me show you this long-term care policy. I'm talking about the heart of what needs to happen, and that is financial planning. It's not magic, but it's not something everybody can do. It's more than just pushing a brochure across the desk that the broker got from the mutual fund wholesaler who was just there an hour before and bought him lunch. It's more than that. It is figuring out what money you take from what account, which accounts do you take money from first, what are the tax ramifications, and how should each bucket of money that you have, the different types of money, IRAs, 403Bs, 457s, deferred annuities, how all these things should be invested and when you draw on them and how they need to be invested. That's planning. And it's not magical, but it requires some crunching of numbers. And I can tell somebody if they come in and say, David, I need to know when I can retire. I'm 60. Can I retire at 62, 65, 66, 67? When can I retire? And how much income can I feel confident that I can enjoy for the rest of my life that will also keep pace with inflation? That sounds like a pretty tall order to fill, doesn't it? But you know what? A competent advisor, not just me, I'm talking about somebody that knows what they're doing, and I'm certainly not the only person on the planet that can do this, but finding that kind of person, you find them, they can help you figure this out. It is not a mystery to somebody who knows what they're doing. You know, if you go to the doctor and you say, doctor, I have this, I'm tired every day. I get home at night and I lay down on the floor at 7 o'clock and I don't want to get up. And I feel like I got this tightness in my chest and I just don't feel right. Well, you see the doctor, he sends you or she sends you, says, you know what? I'm going to get an x-ray. It sounds like you might have a little touch of walking pneumonia. They send you and they get the x-ray. The x-ray comes back. Guess what? That's what it is. Sounds like I know something about it. That happened to me. And it was just because I was not getting enough rest and I got a bug somewhere. And so then I got a little medication. I got a little more rest and I was fine. Well, that might be what you need. You need that x-ray, but you need the competent professional who says, you know, I can look at you and I can tell what's going on. I go to a local massage therapist who is, we play this game. Her name is Christy Kuzik, and she is in the West Reflections Building. Fantastic massage therapist. Anyway, we play this game whenever I go to see her. I walk in, and she looks at me as I walk in, and she starts diagnosing and saying, okay, we need to work on you. She hasn't touched me. I've not gotten on the table. She's looking at me and saying, okay, what's going on with your lower back? That's what a true financial professional with experience and education can do for your financial plan. They can look at you and say, the person, your finances, your goals, your objectives, what you want to accomplish, and they can look at you and say, okay, here's what we need to do. And they need it, they will give you the truth just like a good doctor will do. Well, you know what? Here's what we need to do. You've got high blood pressure. You're going to go on blood pressure medication. You're going to change your diet. Say it ain't so, doc. Well, a financial planner that knows what they're doing will also say to you, guess what? No, you cannot retire at 60. No, sir. You're going to have to work to 62. You're going to have to do the following things. And if you do that, then you will have a much longer life expectancy for your money, just like the doctor will do about your life expectancy for your living life, because your heart's going to last, your blood pressure is not too high, so it causes problems. Metaphors and analogies are a beautiful thing, but I think you got it, and I hope you get it next time. Be sure to tune in with me another day. Thanks for joining me.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.